Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gaines, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gaines.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
Hey, everybody. Welcome aboard.
And Samia on the wheel. So, what's going on there, Joseph?
So, you sounded like you were going to launch right into something. I was waiting with bated breath. What's going on?
Well, listen, finally, the Herb Alpert documentary is going to hit theaters. I know that sounds kind of funny because a lot of theaters are closed. Yeah. But I'm talking about May 5th of, I guess, next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, right? We already passed May 5th of this year.
I mean, that's what I read. So,
yeah, the 2021.
It's got to be. Right. It's got to be. So, looking forward to that.
Unless it's out. I mean, is it out already? Or maybe they tried to release it this past May?
Well, maybe they tried. Maybe they tried, and maybe it'll come out. Maybe it'll be in October. There's two things that I've read, you know. So, we'll see.
A limited release. I mean, I'm sure it's just a small documentary. I doubt very much it's going to be competing with the next Avengers movie.
Right. That's true. Even though the guy that did it, directed by John Scheinfeld, he did
a Coltrane documentary.
That's right. Yeah. So.
Well, we're interested for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Should be interesting.
Even though he never gave us any IDs.
He never did. And there's a box set that's going to be coming out. That should be interesting. Wow.
Okay. Like an accompanying.
60 years. He just released a new album last year. You know that?
Really?
Yeah. And he's like 80.
It's called Dinner at 4. You know, like dinner years ago, it would have been Dinner at Midnight.
Right?
Midnight with You. And now it's Dinner at 4.
Midnight Sliders. Remember that?
Midnight Sliders. That's right? A big mistake, doing sliders at midnight.
Yes.
So let's start the show.
Let's start. This is something that I don't think many people have heard. I think this album, I'm talking about Sergio Mendes, the album Arara. I wonder if I'm saying it right. But this album, it was released, but it really didn't do much, at least not here in the States, you know?
That genre anyway doesn't really get a lot of recognition. So I'm sure he did well on that Billboard chart for that adult contemporary, Latin jazz influence, whatever it is. But he's got a lot of pop influence too, you know, which is why he's on the Yacht Rock Show.
He does. So this song is definitely yachty as hell, and it's got some great personnel.
But is it slamming?
It's almost slamming. No, I think it is slamming. And it's arranged by Robbie Buchanan, drums by Jeff Porcaro.
Yeah.
Right? Bass, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. Woo! Love Jimmy Johnson. Can't get enough of Jimmy Johnson. Well, he's in my top five.
I'm sure. So, and the song was written by Yvonne Linz and Brock Walsh. I'm talking about Some Morning. Here it is, Sergio Mendes / Joe Pizzullo on vocals.
Quiet, I hear a stirring. I am not alone.
Sound like it was from like a 1984 romantic comedy. It sounds like the end credits of a 1984 romantic comedy. Samir said, whenever he hears synth brass, he sees teal and orange. I see. It's like a Miami Vice nightmare.
It's funny.
Right? That's those colors, that those fonts, the purples and the,
right.
Yeah, the fluorescent pinks. And I knew exactly what he was talking about.
You got to admit, that is one happy song.
Happy. I mean, the guys, I mean, I cannot take anything away from the personnel there, but the song is a tad tacky, you know?
It, you know.
I almost hear, let's hear it for the boy, a little bit in there.
It's got a little bit of that 80s thing, yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
A little too happy.
But the arrangement is pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know? Again, he was smart enough to get all those great guys on. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, of course, biased, but he sounds fantastic.
The bass sounds great. And that's Jeff Porcaro ripping it all over the place.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. So now we got Steely Dan. This is My Old School. But, folks, you're going to love this because this is a remix by the one and only The Reflex. And I'll tell you, this guy is so good, Joe.
Yeah, he does great stuff.
I'm telling you. This guy, you have to see the compliments that they give him. I mean, I'd love to get this guy on the show. But we play a lot of his remixes. And I believe he might be doing, I don't know if this is true, but he may be doing something for the Peg. Imagine that.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Interesting the stuff he chooses to remix, too. It's like obviously all 70s era stuff.
Right. And the Michael Jackson stuff. We got a Michael Jackson surprise, by the way, coming up. Yeah. All right. So here it is. It's My Old School, Steely Dan by The Reflex. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Ford Coley of England Dan and John Ford Coley here with your host, Eddie Gans. Keep listening to the smooth sounds of Yacht Rock.
I don't need a reason to love you, 'cause I just know that the feeling's there, 'cause it's always there. And I'm not searching for anyone to tell me words and make me feel secure, 'cause I know I'm sure. But if there's something that I do that brings out the feeling in you, why is it me? What do you see?
This is one of those songs that was not released back then, Joe.
This song?
Yeah, this song, by the one by England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Why was it unreleased?
Nah, it, like the next one for Michael Jackson that just didn't make it on the album, you know?
Oh, okay, so it was supposed to be on.
It was supposed to be on one of their last albums, and it wasn't.
So what's the next one from Michael Jackson?
So here it is. This is a Michael Jackson tune. It's called Nightline. This didn't make it on Thriller. Now, I was reading up, and they say that there's like a bunch of songs he recorded for Thriller. And a lot of them weren't used. I mean, the Quincy, wow. They were tough. You know, they were like, nah, that doesn't cut the mustard. Next, you know? Yep. And honestly, it was a bunch of songs. We don't even know how many. But this is interesting. Now, mind you, the intro of this song, I'm not crazy about it. See
what
you think.
Who wrote this tune?
A Glenn Ballard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the song is good, but the intro's a little.
He was probably so excited that they were even toying with the idea of putting one of his songs on the album.
I know.
He didn't write anything else that made it onto Thriller, did he?
No. I don't think so.
But
I think the Pointer Sisters ended up using this. Nonetheless, the song is pretty cool, and it's Yachty. Wait till you hear the Fender Roser comes in. Very cool. Very interesting. So there's a bunch of songs I'm discovering, man, from Michael Jackson that didn't make it onto Thriller and Off the Wall, too, by the way. Yeah. So let's check this out.
Go ahead.
Here it is. Michael Jackson, Nightline.
Calling on the nightline, waking me up.
Thank you.
is the Yacht Rock Show.
To make the donuts. It isn't easy owning a Dunkin' Donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Because unlike most supermarkets, we make our donuts fresh day and night.
But the guys who make supermarket donuts are still in bed. Plain donuts aren't enough. Five kinds.
Of course, when you make donuts this good, there is one reward. They taste so great.
Good morning, folks.
People buy an awful lot of them.
Of all the breakfast cereals on the market today, over 100 of them altogether. Only a very few are high nutrition cereals. New Buckwheats is one of them. And among the high nutrition cereals, only Buckwheats has a great new touch of honey taste.
Mmm. Nice touch.
So, for high nutrition and great taste, new Buckwheats, the only high nutrition cereal with a touch of honey taste.
Sorry for our love is one in a million.
Hi, everyone. This is Alan Parsons of the Alan Parsons Project. I'm here with your host, Eddie Gantz. We're keeping it smooth just for you, and thanks for listening to the Yacht Rock Show. Next up, games people play.
Yeah, I know. Samir was taken aback by it.
Yeah, great song. So, here is a yachty find, ladies and gentlemen. This is slamming, and it's yachty as hell. Right, Joe?
Yeah, that's what the t-shirt says.
I'm talking about Jimmy Webb, 1982, album called Angel Heart. All right, the album did nothing, but let me tell you. The personnel. Woo!
Yeah, it wasn't for a lack of personnel, that's for sure.
You got that right. Man. Look at this.
Yeah, Lee Sklar on everything except the tune you're going to play, which is Bob Glob on bass. Jeff Beccaro on everything. Steve Lukather on everything. David Foster on this tune.
Yep.
It's really cool. And you said Daryl Hall singing on some other cuts. Stephen Bishop on other cuts. Really had some great special guests. But Jimmy Webb, you know, he gets carte blanche because people, you know, he says jump and they say how high. You know, he's really got a lot of respect. So he was able to get anybody he wanted.
That's right. So
I'm excited to hear
this. This is really cool, man. The song is called God's Gift. And folks, if you could find this album, it's rare. Jump on it. It's called Angel Heart from Jimmy Webb, 1982. Sweet spot. Here it is. Listen to this. This is really... Oh, Jesus.
What is sweet spot? Oh, sweet spot of time.
Sweet spot. It's 82.
Oh, okay.
All right, here it is.
Noise. way you look, you can easily afford to slam the door on any given night's score. Shot. You got me right through the heart. You got me right through the heart. You got me right through the heart. But you get it right back, back in the middle of your heart.
You know what? You're the greatest champion, because I don't ever hear anybody else mentioning that. I mean, anybody, even in the 70s on 7 or anything like that.
No.
Nobody ever mentions Burnin' Barnes. They're never getting played.
Bro, this album
is phenomenal. That album, I think, was only released in Japan.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. It is yachty as hell. It's got a bunch of tracks.
And slamming.
And slamming. I'm telling you. I'm not kidding. This, especially this song. And then it's got a bunch of other ones. Robert Byrne was amazing, singer-songwriter, and together these guys made magic.
Now they are an American group, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But I look for their release in this, at least this album. I didn't go any deeper than this album because you were playing this tune. Only like Japan release, a France release, maybe a Germany release. No
Probably.
U.S. release on this album.
Unbelievable.
What, Eye for an Eye, you said it's called.
An Eye for an Eye.
Eye for an Eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
81 release. 81 or 82?
81.
81.
And the sounds are incredible.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, very cool. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chaka Khan.
Hello, Yacht Rockers. You're tuned in to The Smooth. It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast and worldwide. This is the Yacht Rock Show.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Look who's discovered Sanka ground coffee. Mike Johnson, kayak instructor.
Slicing through whitewater takes everything I've got. So I look forward to a great cup of coffee. And I found it. Sanka ground coffee, brewed up fresh and hot. Mmm, smell that. Tastes great, and it's 97% caffeine-free. To me, that's smart.
Sanka brand ground decaffeinated coffee, freshly brewed. Discover it.
Used to good friends.
The key's supposed to be under the steps.
I got it. Hey, here's a note. Gentlemen, my country estate is at your disposal. There might even be a little something in the refrigerator regards hand.
Let it be low and brown.
Low and brown.
Oh. When you want the taste of a truly great American beer, tonight, let it be low and brow.
Here's the Hank.
Wherever he is.
Low and brow.
Now. Back to the smooth.
Darling, tell me the truth. Don't turn away.
yeah. Our friend Tris Imboden on drums. The Kenny
on
Loggins.
That track?
Yeah.
That's from Vox Humana or no?
No.
What is that?
That other album that he looks like Indiana Jones.
Oh, I don't know.
The cover. Yeah. So, here is Quincy Jones, the great album, The Dude, from 1981. This is Razzmatazz. I love this song. We love it so much we made a bumper out of it.
We played
right,
a bumper more than the track itself.
That's
so it's
true.
About time we gave it its due and played the whole song.
That's right. And let me tell you, the personnel. Well, lead vocal, Patty Austin. Guitar, yeah. Steve Lukather. Electric piano, guess who?
Foster.
Nope.
Greg Fillinganes.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Really? I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who?
Herbie Hancock.
Wow.
Woo!
Is it Louis Johnson on bass?
And let me see.
Should be.
Yeah.
That's
synthesizers.
That
oh, look at that synthesizer bass. David Hawk Walensky. Oh, so
yeah.
No, there's it's a synthesizer bass, Joe.
From the Kennebunkport Walenskys.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
All
right. So.
Yeah. And drums, John Robinson, Paulino da Costa, percussion.
What tune are you playing from the Dude?
Razzmatazz.
Oh, you said that three times already. I think
yeah.
I'll
Here it is. Let's check it out. This album, by the way, was nominated for 12 Grammys and won 3. So, not too shabby.
Yeah.
Here it is, folks. Razzmatazz from Quincy Jones, The Dude.
People of the world should be getting down. Got to put back up the good times that we had. Hey, this is Steve Lukather.
Hi, I'm Jeff Porcaro.
I'm Mike Porcaro.
My name is David Page.
I'm Joseph Williams.
We are Toto.
Absolutely.
I love that song.
Great. That great album, the two albums back to back that I just love. If there were no other Toto albums, even take away four if you want.
Really?
You know, with Rosanna. If you gave me Fahrenheit and Seventh One, I love those two albums. I love Mike Porcaro's playing on those two albums. He's so good.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As far as that's concerned.
Joe, here's a yachty find by David Sanborn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you tell me about it. Yeah.
From the album As We Speak from 1982, The Sweet Spot. This is really cool, Joe, right? What do you know about it?
A lot of people on that album. I mean, Marcus Miller wrote some of the stuff. Of course, he's the bass player on everything.
Right.
Buzz Featon, you always talk about Larson Featon, right?
Right.
And he's on this playing guitar. George Duke, not this tune, but the album. It's just the tune you're going to play. Michael Cimbello. Everybody knows Michael Cimbello from Maniac.
Right.
He wrote Maniac, and he sings.
He's a great singer.
Yeah.
And great guitar player.
Absolutely. He does the solo on Maniac. Anybody who remembers that tune,
right.
Maniac, from Flashdance?
Yep.
That's him doing that ripping guitar solo. Very Lukather-esque, right? Could have very well been Lukather doing that.
Yes. Love that song.
And I think, as I'm looking here, the backing vocals are, I think, his wife, Cruz Baca Cimbello.
Oh,
who
yeah.
must have been a backing vocalist.
Probably.
That they probably met and they got married. I didn't even know that.
So this is a great album. I don't remember this album, Joe. You know?
I don't either.
Me neither. No. But it's good. And what a yachty find. This song? Woo.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Here it is. Back again. David Sanborn and Michael Cimbello on vocals.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. It's Frankie Previtt from Frankie and the Knockouts. And you're listening to the best soft rock from the 70s and 80s right here on the Yacht Rock Show with your host, Eddie Gantz. Up next, Sweetheart.
Frankie and the Knockouts, Mr. Frankie Previtt. Excellent. I never get tired of that song. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. So, it's come the time to say goodbye.
Don't sing the Carol Burnett song.
Don't sing it?
I was going to say to you, do you remember this ending from a 70s variety show? Remember? May tomorrow be a perfect day. May you find love and laughter along the way. We can't sync up because we're both on a delay.
Right.
So
may God keep you in his tender care.
Go ahead.
till we get back together.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, no, till he brings us together again.
Together again.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Everybody remember that? That was Donnie Marie.
I connected with Donny Osmond today on Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Tell him we play his stuff and
I did.
Get him some IDs.
That's what we got to get. All right, so folks, we're going to end with Steve Lukather featuring Ringo Starr and Joseph Williams. It's called Run to Me. Good night.